You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat, featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio.
Hey.
Oh, they brought the old theme music back. Hey. For the Billboard 2015 Awards recap, I'm joined in studio by my two favorite people in the world, Miss Queen.
Ow, I'm in the building.
Sean Allen.
Ow, I'm in the building.
And you know, the award show was so big, so great, that we had to get some more talking heads in here. So ladies and gentlemen, he's back from GirlThat'sMySong.com, Sir Andrew.
Hey everybody, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. I'm very excited to hear what you have to say specifically about this. But I'm super excited because we have Miss Nyeana Drake, award-winning
Emmy.
Boom.
Emmy award-winning
writer, producer.
A black woman.
Radio host.
Strong black woman.
Yeah.
DJ.
Coming out of your mouth,
you
that's weird.
From Chi-Town.
Dang, are you doing
happy to be here with you guys.
Thank you for coming.
Y'all are awesome. I watched y'all online.
Really?
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally. I've been trying to get you in studio.
I know.
You're traveling, and now you're here.
I'm here.
So, general synopsis. What do we think about the awards?
Lord
show?
Jesus.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, Queen.
I am confused.
Sean?
I enjoyed them.
Ian?
Tired.
Tired?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So a lot of people had a lot of competition because the Grammys were kind of... So we were hoping and banking that the Billboard was going to deliver.
They said it was the highest rated ever.
They say that about everything.
Yeah, they do.
Every year. Like, it was the highest rated. Well, there were more fucking kids or TVs or whatever. I don't know. Let's take a look at some of the fashion, though. First up...
Britney Spears. What
we got? We got the fashion pictures?
No? All
right. You falling asleep? All right, we got Britney Spears. She was in like that nude outfit.
She
like,
got her body back. I think she did okay.
I think she looked good though.
No.
She had her body back in the performance outfit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She failed on the red carpet, but she was good on stage.
What did y'all think of Rita Ora?
I think she's still there. I fucks with you. Her relevance is whack. Like, she's kind of whack.
Can we blow that picture up, though?
She's kind of whack, but I mean, I think her dress was okay.
It gives me let it go, let it go.
I don't think she's another one who's still trying to find her way in my eyes.
Well, girl, you know who's still trying to find her way is this Densia girl. She is from
middle?
So, okay, she's from. She's from a pop princess from Africa, and so she became known because she has this skin bleaching cream that she sells.
Is this the girl who used to be dark skin who turned?
She's gorgeous now. You see how pretty she is now?
Oh God, we're gonna start a whole war, y'all. Well, but anyways, so she made her way to American Award Show and dressed up in Nicki Minaj circa 2011.
And with like a Amber Rose shade, Kim braid.
No, that's not Amber Rose. That's V. Stiviano.
Yeah.
She invented those.
No.
What y'all thinking about that outfit right there?
Is a face.
No, I think her outfit is dope. You know what I'm saying? But that skin bleaching thing, I can't get jiggy with.
She's going to get cancer if she doesn't have it already.
But you couldn't tell me that Nicki didn't come in that. Like,
right.
When I saw the pictures on Instagram, I was like, hold on, did Nicki
change?
Go back? I was pissed.
No, right.
But then after seeing, I'm like, okay, I still don't know who this is.
Right.
Did Nicki even do the carpet?
I didn't
really see her, so I'm just like, I was feeling that at all.
Well, my other question is, because I don't think she did the carpet, and I don't think she was really in attendance for the show. I didn't see shots of her. Like,
she was backstage.
She was backstage practicing for her show.
And she did that.
And she did
a great job.
That was the best performance of her career, hands down.
I love it when she do like.
She did a good job.
I like it when she do pop shit, Nicki. I think that I just like
her
that.
And David Guetta together.
Like, her and David Guetta did a great job.
That's dope. I think I like when she do that.
So who's this person next to this girl, bleach girl?
I'm tired.
She looks like she's going to a rodeo, a square dance.
Let's look at Iggy Azalea. Thinking this is the Teen Choice Awards.
I feel sorry for this girl.
Like she's doing stuff that she doesn't have to do.
Like, and it's so early on her career. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, people just kind of warming up to you again and you doing that shit.
I think the judgments are getting to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think she's been trying to put up a front for so long and acting like everything that people are saying, because she's being attacked every single day. So I think...
For shit, some of it she should not even be being attacked for.
Right. Yeah. So she's getting attacked every single day, and I think it's to a point where it's really bothering her. I really believe there's some days she stay at home crying.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of them go through. Kylie Jenner. They all go through that.
But I think with Kylie Jenner, I think her family's already groomed her for that.
Iggy's out here on
Iggy's
her
by
own.
Herself.
She got her boo. I mean, well, at least true. She ain't got no man. She got her boo by her side. He should have dressed up for the show last night. I thought about that. I was like, why he ain't put a suit on?
Her dress from Instagram, so I don't expect him to go all out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was disappointed in her outfit, period. Like, she could have totally killed it and actually made us talk about something else. Yeah. She is beautiful. I'm not knocking her. I just think that she didn't even... This is not giving enough effort at all.
So they're saying that she got some face work done, which... we've talked about before in the past that usually, like, when the Kardashians do any face work, they change their hair color or something like that. So, wondering if that's where the pink tips came in. Do you like the pink tips, though?
No.
It's not like her hair. It looked like a
wig.
Big wig. Yeah. It looked like a wig that they didn't press
her hair down. Like, they didn't do her cornrows right.
Right. I was at home thinking the same thing.
Her base is not right.
Like Beyonce, Drunk in Love, Grammys, her wig.
Not with that pink.
The wet dog. Yeah. All right, let's go to the next picture.
Poor thing.
Boom. That Dancia girl, though, I cannot with that.
Who is she? Why? Who?
Apparently she's big in Africa.
Because she's bleaching everyone's skin.
Yes,
these are the winners.
Miss Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez dress was... that sucker was blinging.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like with Britney Spears, too, she should have been sexy. Like, she should have had something fitting with Britney Spears. Because Britney Spears do got a good body. J-Lo, I kind of feel like J-Lo is the same thing all the time, though. Even though it's amazing.
But look, she's 40-something years old.
She looks amazing. Like
every single time.
Every carpet, she
is the baddest chick out right now. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised when they did, like, the most beautiful women, that they didn't give it to her. Because she is, hands down, my girl crush right now. She's killing it.
But
love
it's
her.
The same thing as this nude illusion over and over again. You just did this a couple weeks ago at the Met Ball. Like, it's the
but,
same
okay,
thing.
But, okay, why... As of recently, I'm feeling it because it gives me the whole Vegas thing.
Yeah.
I'm into it with that. She's the showgirl. She's going to be the young one going out there like, hey, Mariah, how's that working for you? Like, I'm over here half naked doing the damn thing. I'm into it. And the hair is everything.
Her hair is everything.
Her glam
squad did their thing. Absolutely.
Host Ludacris.
Great
simple.
Job.
Simple suit.
Simple and clean. Yeah, and very articulate. You could understand everything that he says. That's why I love him.
He started off
on
radio, too.
Yeah, he started off on radio.
I like seeing when people transition from... like, he took the cues. His music wasn't popping like it was. So he capitalized off of the platform he had. And he's turning into this... like kind of like LL Cool J or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I appreciate him for that. And
smart
like,
business.
Yeah, I rock with him for that.
What did you
and
guys think of the hosting?
He didn't try anything to stand out. Chrissy Teigen, I love her. She's a hot mess, but I love Chrissy. And I feel like they did good
together.
Yeah, and neither one, I mean, they let her tell her off-putting jokes and random jokes, and they let Luda do his thing and support her, and he didn't do none of upstage.
Ian, not a fan of Chrissy.
She bothered me the whole time. She is great to look at. I want to see her in a magazine, but I don't want to hear her talk, like, at all. It just... Everything was about John Legend. Every single joke had to be about, like,
what else
her person.
Talk about? Her food?
Then you don't need to be a host if you don't got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Her cupcakes.
Like, I just... She's a good thing to look at, but I
was confused as to why she was hosting.
She's trying to transition right now in her career into hosting and doing more on-camera stuff, and because there
was
some rumors about her.
Though.
Yes, but it was a lot of rumors about her going over to E! To start doing Fashion Police. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So she's getting... She's got her toe in the water, and she's been doing her tour with her foot... what's the foot company? There's a foot company that she's been working with. And she's been doing... in like live event hosting, and this was like her TV debut, and it could have been a lot worse. It could have been crashing.
I think she did all right.
She was okay.
Yeah.
Wait, is she still up for that Fashion Police? Is that still in talk?
I feel like that show is up in the air. And nobody knows. Because
they are talking about RuPaul too, and if that would be
that would be a whole other show.
Because this show is good. The Good Work show that he has coming on after Botch, it's really good.
No, but to bring that to E, and to put someone like RuPaul in that position and have to have him follow the curriculum for that show, I think that could change the world.
Yeah. But Chrissy might be a part of that. I mean, that would
I'm saying with her and him, that would be kind of, yeah.
That'd be a lot. Ooh, turn the volume down, please.
50 Cent wore this,
he looked good.
What material would you have called
it? I don't know, and that's I don't like care, but it's expensive. Cool no and he looked like yummy.
Yeah, he looked good.
And I want to lick his face.
Yes.
Well, all right.
Props, you did good. I saw him at the Beverly Center about 2 weeks ago.
Probably
and,
buying that.
You know, just chilling or whatever. And when I saw him, I was like, yes, I think
he looked good. He did good. He's from my hood. And I used to see him growing up. He used to be by my school, but he was chubby. He wasn't like this. This was before he got shot. He was a corner boy. He was chubby. And he used to always be up at my school. But I'm happy to see the man he has grown up to be today. I think he looked great. I think he's sexy as hell. And I want to see that 20 on his back or that 50 on his back. Jesus. 50 Cent.
Yeah. Well, so we know what Queen did last night.
I like big dude. No, I didn't.
Miss Estelle.
I think Estelle loved her. She need her hair done.
I love her.
Yeah, but it was cute for her.
She should have did an updo with that.
But she's another Rita Ora. Like, why is she still here?
You know
but
what?
She's good overseas. Because Empire, that was the only reason. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That gave her some life. But she's during the performance, I could care less that she was up there. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I'm over that little movement. She hasn't been good since the first album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Estelle. She's one of my friends. I love her.
I mean, the stuff that she's put out, I don't know. I like her voice, but I get what you're saying. Consistently with the music that she's been putting out.
It's hard, but Empire has given her another platform. Right. Mm-hmm. And thank goodness for that. I did feel like that performance was a little off. Like, what's the gentleman who, the main guy?
Jussie.
His vocals were not good.
They're horrible. That vibrato drives me crazy. That
I was like, why?
See, I thought he did good.
What? Oh, no, honey. You did not good. No.
But this has always been my problem with him. I don't understand why they picked him for that role unless what we're going to see with his character arc is that his voice grows with us as an audience.
We're supposed to be having, you know, we can't say too much about them now.
Why?
About who?
Hi. Empire people.
We're not saying nothing crazy.
I think look who's trying to watch their mouth. No, the show is going to continue. I don't think when they casted him that they were like, this is going to be a musical. So they probably were like, where's his acting skill? He's a great actor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, period. Hands down. We can't argue with that.
And he's a good singer.
Yes, but it's turned into like, this is a dramedy, right? So there's a lot of singing going on. So we're like, okay, are you actually a good singer? That's being critically looked at now because there is more singing than I think even the writers anticipated.
Or is it like Glee now?
That's what just went in my head, Glee.
But you know what? I think kind of in reference to what you're saying, they didn't expect the music to take off the way it took off.
Absolutely. True.
They didn't expect that at all. They didn't because when I interviewed Soraya, I was listening to talk, they're saying that like those songs, Timbaland made those songs not for the radio on purpose.
Just for the show.
Those songs don't have bridges. Those songs, like, the structure of those songs are not like songs on the radio. Mm-hmm. You know, but unfortunately, or fortunately, it took off and the music is almost as big as the show. And they didn't expect that. And they didn't want the music to outshine the show or to rival the show at all, but it has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. But what's dope is they're bringing in real talent now. Did you guys hear Lenny Kravitz, Alicia Keys? Yeah.
I think they know
the actors are going to act. And the singers are gonna sing.
Yeah,
I love it. So next we have the queen of the night, which was Taylor Swift.
Tay Tay.
Can't do no wrong in my eyes.
Me either, honestly.
Damn it, I want something to happen. She's such an angel. I love her.
My client sing background for her. And Taylor is probably one of the sweetest girls you can meet.
And she's hard. She's a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She's hands-on, literally, with her fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I dig that about her.
And I believe that her talent and all her accolades have definitely overshadowed her personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because Oh, we constantly see her with a new man. Like, she was just with Calvin Harris last night. So we're constantly seeing her with a new man, but no one wants to speak about that because she's talented. So dope, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's consistent. So people focus
she
on that.
She breaks the double standard.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Did you see that? They were kind of awkward, though. Yeah, I feel like he's riding her coattail low-key.
Don't
like,
they all?
She's making him more relevant.
Well, but they both work out for each other because if he can give her that hit that can take her into the dance world... Because Taylor really ain't, you ain't playing nothing in a club. But if Calvin can give her that, what was it, diamonds, like Rihanna diamonds or something like that for Taylor. That because right now, Taylor, she getting fucked by somebody because she went from that little girl to Taylor's outfits and style has been grown woman.
She's partying so much.
She's getting that good dick. Kendall Jenner.
I love it. That Balmain was everything. Yo, I'm sorry. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to say about the Kardashians. But them bitches is fly.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry. Absolutely. They are fly as hell. They step in with style and them having that connect with Balmain. Shit.
What's the guy's name? Oliver? What's
Oliver. Oliver Roosting or some shit like that. I follow him on thing. He's so cute. But he be hooking these girls up and they put him on the car. He's Jordan Dunn be with him as well.
Well, no, they were together last night.
Yeah, last night.
To promote the H&M and
the H&M Balmain coming to H&M.
Which is going to sell out the first day.
Too bad they ain't going to have plus size. That's all right. I'm all right.
We got our own shit going on.
And then, so what did you guys think of Zendaya?
Love her.
I think she did good. She looks good.
My boy is her stylist.
I love
her. Yeah. Rocks it every single time.
I think she looked great. I even like the hair pullback. Yeah. I like that you could see her face. Nothing's overpowering. Her hair is perfect for that outfit.
And it's a good age-appropriate outfit.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's sexy, but it's not too much.
She's covered.
She's from the valley, see?
And she's covered.
And she's natural. And she ain't trying to poke her boobs out, make anything. Like, she loves
She's not fluffing up her butt.
Yep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. She's natural and she's gorgeous and... Shout out to Law.
Who's that girl? She looked like this girl named Harush. Who's that?
Girl, she was just on the carpet. I thought she looked scary.
She looked like Harush. I wonder if that was
my Lisa Lou's cousin.
Like, all right.
Someone on the carpet, Chris Brown.
With his baby. Adorable daughter, Royal, with her Timberlands and tutu.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So, he showed up with his daughter, Royal, and everyone was so shocked by this, and
I think that's very insulting. You're supposed to be a father to your child.
Right.
He's not doing anything my father didn't do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when they say that, it's almost like this undermining current to it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He can't
catch
a break.
The bad thing. Forget that this is a random child. It's like, now he's the good father.
He's a black father. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it's like. I have a problem with that in the media. Oh, he's bringing his child, or he's
what's wrong with that? Kanye and Kim bring their daughter to the freaking fashion shows.
No, but I'm saying like what they say in reference to Chris Brown, to him being a black man, and all this media that we get with black fathers and stuff like that. Like he's doing what
he's supposed to do.
But it does look a little forced because it's so like abrasive. Like now she's on Instagram every week. Now she's on the carpet. It just seemed like
he just met his child.
I know, but are you using it to clean up your image a little bit?
Absolutely he is.
And so it's just like, honestly, you should be a father, but it's definitely being used to just clean it up.
The Instagram doesn't bother me, but the Billboard Awards is like, really?
No, I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. I don't think that he's doing that for his... He just met his motherfucking child.
But you know what?
His daughter looked just like him. He put a picture of his baby picture and her baby picture together, and he saw himself in that child. He is absolutely in love with his daughter. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And I think people need to stop judging him all the time. Let him be a father. He want to take his daughter to the Billboard. It's better that than a ratchet, fake booty bitch.
No, Queen, because stop judging him all the time. Chris Brown puts himself in situations to be judged.
But
you don't throw chairs out business windows. You don't attack valet drivers. You don't do certain things. I understand you're a celebrity.
But how much can you take?
It doesn't matter.
Stop.
How much can you take?
To get constantly judged, she consistently does something.
Iggy Azalea,
so does Kanye.
Iggy Azalea gets shit on every day. Iggy Azalea ain't out here throwing cups through fucking windows, punching people in the face.
But this is the thing. The public knows who to talk about, right? Mm-hmm. With the social media, everybody knows who are weak targets. Mm-hmm. And Chris has been a target for a long time,
over 5 years.
What? He's got a daughter. He's happy about it, and let him take her down. Then a hood rat on a red carpet. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not mad at him.
True.
But good for him.
But you know what?
Bring her up in the world.
Since this came out about his daughter, he has not been in the news
like, at all for nothing like, negative.
Because he's occupied taking care of his child.
That's probably changing him.
And hopefully he does. That's what
of course it's going to change
him. I'm going to always be a Chris Spam, a Chris Brown. Yeah, I'm going to always be pro Chris.
I give people the benefit of the doubt. We're too critical now. Like, it's like we everybody makes mistakes. None of us are perfect. And we don't know the pressures of what he actually
deals
with.
That's what you have to go with.
Every
go through.
Day, we have no idea what's really going on.
He walked in his house and there was a bitch in his house.
Yes, did y'all see that?
The crazy lady.
Who took a bath, cooked meals, threw the baby clothes in the garbage. Bitch was sleeping in his bed.
Cray cray.
You ain't see her? Crazy looking ass.
And they be out here because that's happened to a bunch of different celebrities and I'm just like...
Yeah.
He didn't press charges though.
Because I think she was a fan of his fan club, right?
But she has... President. I think there's some mental issues with her, which
is why... Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Has to be.
What's next? Who we got? Jesse?
I want to talk about these performers. Well, actually, before we do that, you have any tea for us?
Oof, I usually do.
Yes, you do.
What was you hearing about the show?
I just heard that a lot of people just wasn't feeling it this year because all the artists that were nominated, if you really paid attention, it was the same artist every single category.
Sam Smith, Taylor Swift,
exactly.
Iggy Azalea.
So that's why most people didn't even want to come. Where was Drake? Where was Big Sean? Most artists that were really supposed to be there, if they wasn't nominated, they definitely wasn't going to show up. Yeah. And I just feel like that is what I got the consensus of the full show. That's what made it kind of weak because I'm like, I'm not one of those people I need to see a bunch of diversity. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't your year, it wasn't your year.
Which it was very whitewashed. Exactly. I mean, I know I've said this about other award shows in the past, but this one specifically, it was even like, because I was just trying to find people on the carpet. I was like, well, goddamn, even the black girls look white.
Damn.
Rita Ora, I thought was Christina Aguilera for a quick second.
Really?
I'm tired of it.
Like, this show, like, it sucks, but I'm like, I just want to see what the BET Awards going through at this point.
It was the same people.
The BET Awards brought it last year.
They did. Dropped their nominations today, so I ain't mad at them. Mm-hmm. That's the show that I'm ready for. Like, because this consistently, I'm sick of this whitewash stuff. I want to see a Big Sean performance. I just want to see a good hip-hop performance on one of these major shows, but since it won't happen, I gotta wait for BET to do it every single year.
I mean, VMAs, like, y'all just really...
Oh, those were decent.
Yeah, the VMAs were decent. Last night was just like, it was like the Truman Show. It was like, okay, this category is the same category as that girl. Yeah. Okay, so who are we gonna give it to? Sam or Taylor? Exactly. Taylor gets it again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was literally like the same thing over and over again, unfortunately.
The performances were interesting. So one performance, Empire. We had Jussie Smollett, Yaz, and Estelle.
I feel like Jussie Smollett is like, what he did last night is like a J-Lo. Like, we're not here for his vocal ability. We're getting the same thing we get on a record.
We're here because we love him.
Yeah.
We want to grow with him.
Like, J-Lo is a good performer to me. I would pay money to see her.
Absolutely.
She can't sing. We're not there for that, though. You know what I'm saying?
For the show.
So that's kind of like that's what I got from him. That's how I received him. And that's how I went into the performance with him.
Because he was the highlight of the full performance for me. Yeah. I felt like I paid attention to him. When other people were doing their thing, I'm looking to see what he's on. Because I felt like he's giving me exactly what I saw on the show. Yeah. And that's what I'm here for. And that's what the performance was supposed to be about.
Even though I was really upset because what I wanted the Empire performance to be was Soraya just like on the show. And they performed at the Billboard Awards.
Yes.
I wanted Soraya and Yaz to come on.
That would have been dope. She should have busted up on stage.
She
should have. Right,
she was sitting there acting like she's Taylor's friend now. Like, it was cute.
But that was dope though.
That was a cute moment for her.
I saw that. That was a side dish. Like, I caught that. They ain't catch it, but I got that.
How did you feel about the Bad Blood video?
I thought that was
that budget.
The Toxic 2.0.
Joseph Kahn.
It really was.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yes, it really was. But they used their budget very well. It had everybody you could think of. All Taylor's homies. Like, that's a whole clique.
Here's
like,
what
that's a real clique you want to be a part of.
It was cute.
Soraya from Empire was in it. You saw it?
She had everybody in that video. I should have got a cameo.
That the only thing about that video is I just wish there was a little more of an acting scene in it.
Yeah, I thought it was
because there was
short.
A cool concept.
Yeah,
but it was like, why are we doing? What's the point of the concept?
Yeah, it was short for all those people on there.
Exactly, and it had no climax. It was just them standing across
Hot
from
girls.
Each other. I'm like, okay, it's cute, but I like the video. I feel like they used that budget well, but it is definitely toxic. Like Jake said,
that video was dope.
I thought it was dope was Wiz
Khalifa's
performance.
Yeah, he did a great
job. See you again. Acoustic style. Different for Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
And he was dancing.
That's his second number one record.
Yeah. What y'all thinking? I think I'm not a big Wiz fan, honestly.
I was like, I think I muted it and watched something else for like 10 minutes, for a YouTube video or something.
Sorry, no, he Wiz. Did a good job.
He was cool. Wiz gonna be around for a while.
Yeah, I'm up and down with Wiz too, but that performance really took me out of the element, because to see him, I always feel like you get the same thing with Wiz, and to see him in that setting with that, I don't know, it's just different.
He's in a new space in his life, mm-hmm. so I think that's kind of reflective of it. Mm-hmm. I listened to the beginning, I was like, let me see how they're gonna bring this together, and I was like, okay, I see, okay, and then he started jumping around.
Yeah, he
and
started jumping. Like, leave him alone.
He's so tall. He's just funny to me. But you know, I think Wiz has found a safe spot in his career.
Yeah, yeah,
he's not trying to do too much.
Yeah,
he's still in the game, and people love and respect him. Mm-hmm. And as a DJ, I play his music, so it is what it is. He's found a safe spot. He's doing what works for him, and mm-hmm. you got to respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Pitbull and Chris Brown.
Chris Brown looked amazing last night.
Yeah,
he did a great job. I think he did a great job.
Yeah, he was dope.
I love him.
That performance, though, is what I want.
Yeah.
It was a VMA. It was fun. Mm-hmm. It felt like a party. We were going from scene to scene. Uh-huh. It reminded me of, actually, the American Music Awards when J-Lo did Love Don't Cost a Thing. She came down the Eiffel Tower in an elevator, and it was just that big, grand stage. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I want from an award show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're supposed to build all year, like, what is this performance going to mm-hmm. be? It's going to be epic. It's going to be television magic.
It could be
a bitches are on stage with a candle and a mic, and they can't even send their lip sync.
Yo,
that was a great. That was
he could have been inspired by his child being there too.
I like Pitbull. Mm-hmm. I don't own his music, but he found his lane.
Yeah, he did.
He definitely found.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Spanish dancer employee.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
Oh. I'm sorry. Them girls was out that line at that
they
casting.
They were killing it. They did their thing.
They did their thing. But Chris.
The main dancers, not the ones throwing the pillows in the back. Right. Y'all saw them, right? What the hell y'all doing
like,
back
is this
there?
The intro to Love
and Hip Hop? They getting a $50 background fee for the show. They just want to be on TV. But the dancers killed it. Shout out to the dancers. Uh-huh.
And Chris, he killed that.
He did a great job.
The styling was just bomb.
Yeah,
just
that outfit like, was everything. I don't know why he didn't make the best dress. One of the best dressed pictures. No, what we were talking about
well,
today.
Well, I preferred his performance outfit than his actual.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the red. Yeah, the red.
Mariah Carey.
I feel so bad for
her. J-Lo was throwing so much shade.
I feel so bad for her. I feel so. I did too. I feel emotionally like.
What?
Man.
You feel?
Yeah.
That Mariah. Show in Vegas not going to be there.
She should have. Mariah should have.
She canceled two shows already.
Exactly.
What?
And she's not rescheduling.
She had bronchitis, and this was her first performance after her last two shows that she was supposed to do in Vegas.
So she had to save her voice.
She canceled, and they're not rescheduling, which really pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah, because like, people flew out there to go see that.
Took off work. Oh, I would have been mad at her too.
Two weeks ago, I was supposed to go see Britney. She canceled the night of the fight, and then she canceled that Wednesday. But they rescheduled, so I have a ticket, but it's coming for the future. So that's really crazy because it's a lot. You pay to stay in a hotel.
Yes.
You pay for travel.
People flew in.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
And at least and we got a little bit of an upgrade.
She's gonna make it up to them. I can't believe that Mariah would. I feel like she's gonna do something. Yeah. There's no way she's gonna just let that go.
Yeah.
I mean, the venue may have issues with rescheduling those dates in the midst of what's already going on, but she's gonna find a way to make it up to her fans.
Caesar's
I can't believe
Palace,
that.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, and they got a lot going on over there. So.
But the actual performance.
Bad.
Horrible.
No. She tried.
Okay, but. Let's look at it from a different perspective. We know we're never getting that Mariah back.
Okay, so she could have lip synced. She should have lip synced.
Yeah, but what's the point of Mariah even
just
doing it?
Just upgrade your stage show. If you're not a vocalist anymore, then I need something else. We need to get a
go
song that fits your
lover.
Voice now.
All she did was stand there and do this the whole time. Yeah. Like all her other shows like this.
Her dress was not flattering at all. She looked like a whale.
She's a whale?
So bad for Mariah.
She's supposed to be sexy. Mariah's supposed to be sexy.
I'm not mad at the weight she's
she
put on.
She looks good.
Honestly, I wish she would own it.
She has twins, and she's older now.
No, but okay.
But J-Lo has
go ahead, negative Nancy.
But listen, J-Lo's still getting it popping with her 25-year-old. Mariah is divorced.
And J-Lo has to be on stage. Yeah.
No, but she was throwing... J-Lo was throwing shit. Did y'all see them catching her on her phone like while Mariah was performing?
And she did this the whole night.
Yeah.
So everybody's performing.
She was like,
J-Lo was not
enthused.
Wowed
she
by
wasn't
anybody.
Wowed. Yeah.
Like, y'all should have, like, really just, gave Janet.
I wish Mariah would just be more like Janet. You see how Janet will take a break and then just drop something. Mariah's consistently, constantly putting out flops.
She's
and
trying.
It messes up her legacy. And no one can look at her like, oh, this is an icon. I can't wait. So the Caesar's Palace is no big deal. When was Celine's last album? It's kind of like you want, she just does new build up. It's just, I constantly want to put out new music. Like, what was the point of you putting out another Greatest Hits album?
We've already heard all the Greatest Hits.
Those are all the same songs that you put out all the time. It's just, she's just out there too much, and I thought the Caesar's Palace would be
a good look for her.
But after this performance, I know the ticket sales are going to drop. No one's going to be here for it now.
But actually, people are actually saying that it was good in person. Like, I've heard good things about it. We, because we're critical of the business because we're in it, we know how good she should be.
Yeah.
And how good she can be. And that's when we're like, girl, go sit down somewhere and drink some tea. But, you know, everybody else was like, oh, they were actually proud of her. And she got a really good standing ovation last night.
I mean, I have to say, though, we've seen these performances in Mariah, we've seen some crazy ones. Even though it's not the voice we're used to, I'm not mad at what she did last night because she did actually try to do it live. Because there is no point in Mariah Carey sitting at the Billboard Awards lip syncing. There's no point.
I
kind of
feel like
she
should
cancel the performance.
She should cancel the performance. But we know she can sing. We know she can't sing like she used to. So yeah, she could have gave a good lip sync and a two-step and would have been cool. I would have been more happier than seeing that.
And the other thing about Vegas that I will hope that it does do for her, like Britney, because I feel like Vegas was the best thing for Britney because kept her in a place.
Yeah.
And she's building herself up because that performance we see of Britney last night was the most we've seen her since Gimme Boy.
She did a great job.
Britney has been present. She's been present lately. Like her eyes, red carpet.
But that's because she had also had that practice from being in Vegas. Isn't she? She's in Vegas now, isn't she?
Yeah.
So J-Lo about to take her place though.
Yeah.
Well, and so that hopefully will get her going for a world tour and focus on that. With Mariah, I'm hoping it does the same thing. I hope just stay there. Mariah
just needs a break.
Yes. Yeah,
like
does.
She hasn't. You yeah, haven't did no vocal break. You haven't put out a break. It's always a new album, and it's just. It's just a lot.
Do you think she's trying to stay busy?
I think she's trying to stay busy, and it makes sense. You have kids, like you're going through a divorce. I get it. Your personal life does affect your business sometimes, but you've always just—it's just too much. It's just way too much.
If I was rich and a legend, which I will be,
hey,
pay. Think about all the things you have to be happy about, right? She's got a lot to be thankful for. She has a beautiful family, regardless of Nick. Nick is still doing his thing. And he's still actually supporting her.
Yeah, I saw that on his page.
Like, he still got her back, regardless of all the drama that they've been through, which I gotta respect. But Mariah's got enough money to go sit on an island somewhere and sip some coladas and get a good trainer and snap back like J-Lo did and come get her 26-year-old and swag on everybody real quick, fast, in a hurry. Okay, so she is trying too hard. I agree with you, but I think she needs a break, and she also needs to think about all the positives. She has a lot going for herself, and people still respect her. Before she loses that, she needs to just chill out. I'll show her how to do it. Look, holla at your girl.
All right, now the question is, has she set the bar so high to the point where now that she's in this mellow area in her life, she's like in competition with her old self.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So everyone, being that she set that bar so high, now that she wants to calm down, she's older, people aren't accepting that. And it's hard. How do you come back from that? How do you make it okay to be, I'm a little more mellow now. Can you accept this about me?
You have to reinvent yourself.
Letting someone miss you.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't had to miss her. She's always been out. Like, when you take a little break, then we'd be like, where's Mariah? We want to hear a Mariah Carey record. Mm-hmm. Then something drops. So we're like, oh, okay, that's dope from her, because she needs to...
Like Janet, kind of.
Thank you.
And then it's coming back, and she's going
to
kick it.
Janet is going to... Did you see the abs? First of all, you know she's going to get a body right, because she always gets her body right before she drops an album. Jesus, Janet is about to come in like a whirlwind. Everybody better sit down.
It's not fake, like, Discipline was a flop.
It was.
But she don't care.
She didn't care about that.
Yeah. She still got a mission. She
married to Dubai. She ain't worried about that.
Exactly.
She need to make another
catalog. She gonna let everybody finish in Vegas. Y'all finish what y'all doing. I'm gonna let it marinate, and then as soon as everybody's done doing their thing, she's gonna come out in the door. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I feel like now too, because social media, when Discipline came out, Twitter wasn't, Facebook, Instagram wasn't what it, you know what I'm saying, what it is now, and then celebrities endorsing, especially female celebrities, endorsing each other.
Yeah.
Like, I could picture Beyonce in a Janet video. Everybody, like, we're waiting. People are waiting on this. Mm-hmm. So this is about to be big.
Janet is the queen. Yeah. She started this. She started that. She started that whole rhythm. She started that whole, her and her brother, of course, she's a Jackson. But they started that whole routine, that hard routine where everything is so in particular. Nobody's out of place. She started that. Everybody with all these background dances and shit. Huh?
Tina Landon.
What's that?
That was her choreographer.
Oh, well. Whoever it was amazing.
Well, all right. So Mariah did great. We got a Benny King tribute. Loved it.
Who's
Stand
Benny
by me.
King? Oh, Benny King. Stand by. Yes.
It was Imagine Dragons. Yes, really dope.
I saw that. That was dope.
Like, it's cute. Nick Jonas performance.
Oh, I love him.
I love Nick. I love him too.
Oh my
he
god.
He
should
have took that jacket off. I was so it was mad. The
most you wanted to show his abs. You wanted
to Nick do the performance without anything. Shirtless, honey.
No, if he would have just came out shirtless, jeans, guitar, acoustic,
nobody
that would have been
what else happened the rest of the show. Everybody would have been like, yes, that was the highlight.
Nick. I love Nick Jonas. Yo, did y'all hear the new song he got with Sage the Gemini? Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't listen to it yet.
Sage,
but
Sage the Gemini is everything. I was listening to it driving here. Is everything.
Yeah. Nick is
coming
thing.
Over to the black side. Yeah. You know, the black girls is looking
he's
now.
Over
like,
there. He's just trying to, you know.
But it's just like that style is that wasn't a good night. That the whole look. But I did like the performance. Yeah. I didn't hate it.
What's this?
This is it. Sage and Nick.
Yeah. Fast forward that shit to the hook.
Justin Timberlake, right?
I said the first thing I thought, I was like, yo, he's definitely taking over Justin's face.
Over Justin Timberlake's
but
spot.
He's sliding in.
He has a lot, like how we be saying about Tinashe. He got a long way to go.
He does got a long way to go.
He's doing good. He's on a good path.
Who's not the same artist? He was a boy group, and then now he's
about like Justin Timberlake is a dancer and. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, a performer.
Nick got swag. Don't sleep on Nick.
The girls is honestly, liking him. That's all that matters.
Guys, I seen him at Wango Tango. I wanted to not like him. I said this last week. I wanted to go in like, oh, fucking Nick Jonas is performing.
You blew me away.
Did he dance? No.
He did like a little, like, you know, but he knew his place.
He don't even need to dance.
I don't want him to dance.
Just rip his shirt off.
He just opened up his shirt up a little bit. And his voice, like the way he talked, I'm like, are you fucking Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
He's short too, isn't he? Short like a short.
That's okay. Yeah. Don't sleep on short guys.
Okay.
Why, Queen?
Because short guys, because I had one for 5 years.
Fat dicks.
Short guys have big pee-pees. They make up for it and they can climb. They can put their feet all the way on the bed and climb in it, you know? So,
okay.
Things that tall people can't do. Moving right along. Sorry.
We had Nicki Minaj.
The frog house.
Tonight, sorry. Performance.
Yeah, she did a great
amazing.
Job. Nicki.
She started with The Night Is Young, which is her newest single out.
Nicki did a great job.
And then she went into Hey Mama again with this Hey Mama song. Yes. It's been out for a long time. Watch number one. It's gonna zoop back
it's gonna
up on the charts.
Crazy on the charts, and I love the dancer was on point. She wasn't counting in the head. She was like really vibing
into it,
and she felt like she enjoyed the performance. And I think genuinely, you know, everybody always coming out. We like the hood Nicki, we like the pop Nicki, but I think she's finally learning
evolved.
How to blend the two because it was like no hip hop person, no pop person could hate that a performance.
Mm-hmm. Is it me or did you guys notice like a lot of like the
touching
80s
on her
throwback?
Vagina. Oh.
It was like the theme color wise and design wise and style wise. A lot
Vice.
Of the performances
mm-hmm.
were very 80s. Miami exactly. Vice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, why? Okay, we bringing cross colors now? Okay, what are we doing? I'm not mad. I might still have some,
right.
but, you know.
Don't make me cut the hole out the hat and put the ponytail out.
Right.
Sorry.
That is a very interesting. Yeah.
I was like, okay, stylistically, everything seemed like that, and especially her dancers. Now, she didn't conform to the look. I thought her boobs were about to pop out that bra, actually.
And that booty was hanging out.
Yeah.
But it's gotten smaller over time. I don't know if I'm
let me tell you what it is.
I know she's losing weight.
No. Like the performance last year when she had on those shorts, those butt pads were sewn into the shorts.
Okay.
So she'll wear prosthetics to make it really, really big, but this was just her natural butt.
Yeah, because that was perfect.
It was perfect. It was small.
I was like, it was her shape. Like, this is the best. She's just bomb right now.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's not, her body, her booty is not as huge as she make it seem. It's the prosthetics that she'd be wearing in some of her outfits.
That makes sense.
With the prosthetic hips and a prosthetic booty.
I felt like it was a statement, her not participating in anything Billboard's until her performance. Like, oh,
she was back. She was prepped. She was.
My album was released this year too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you follow her on Instagram and watch, they were in the back showing her while they're fixing her hair. She's down on her knees with the dancer doing her practicing her routines and stuff. So this was more important to her than any red carpet or anything like that. And I think God bless her. I think she did a good job. She's focused.
That, mm-hmm. Yeah, as an artist.
Britney and Iggy.
Oh God, I didn't watch
that. So the performance was apparently pre-taped she performed it during her concert, like the night before, and they filmed it and then they played it at the Billboard Awards.
Really? So the people at the show didn't get to experience that? Mm-hmm.
Because if you watch it, Ludacris says,
"Outfit though,
what's
Iggy
that?
Has Iggy has on the outfit she wore to the awards though."
I mean, I think they had to.
They had her wear the same thing.
Yeah. You sure? Wait, she didn't wear this on the carpet.
No, she didn't wear that to the carpet.
She wore the blue on the carpet.
Silver outfit. Yes, that's right.
Wow. And because if you pay attention, Ludacris turns around. And he said, "And Chrissy, back to you over at MGM." Because she does it at Planet Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
And so that was the big thing, that it was pre-recorded, and then through the grapevine I've heard that it was confirmed that it was pre-recorded.
They played that off.
Huh?
Yeah, they
it's Britney Spears. Because
when Beyonce pre-records something, it's noticeable that you that they all watching the screen. But that, I swear she was on the stage.
That was dope, though.
That was sick.
They did that well.
Yeah.
I really could have did without Iggy. Sorry, Iggy.
Why do we feel this way about this girl? Why do we feel this way?
I think what it was Britney really killed
We were expecting so much from Britney that it was like, Iggy, why we don't care about you right now?
I went in there expecting to watch a zombie performing. Mm-hmm. Like, she got her meds right. Like, everything is right with Britney right now.
Her meds.
She looks good. Yeah, that's, you know, everybody knows that.
No, Britney was...
I'm not spilling tea on that one. But I just feel like that performance was just good. I love the song. The song is definitely catchy.
They didn't make her do too much dancing. They kept it cute.
They kept her right in her pocket.
Cute. Yeah.
But Iggy, good. I felt like she needed to just lip sync, because I didn't hear anything she was really saying. She could have just lip synced that.
Do we ever understand what she's saying?
Yeah, I mean, look, I like Iggy's older stuff. Get it pop, 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 pop. Older stuff.
All right. Brittany did great.
She did great.
She did.
So thank you. And then can we please get a VMA one maybe next year? I don't think you're ready this year.
I feel like
next
Brittany year. Got some tricks up her sleeve. She
of course.
Something up.
Of course.
She's coming back.
Yeah.
She's the Illuminati puppet. She got another.
But you know, she knows she's a puppet. She's unapologetic. She knows that she's a pop singer, a machine. She knows it.
Yeah.
She don't try to act like she is Lady Gaga trying to be against the machine.
That's the thing. That is exactly why we don't like Iggy, right? You said it. Britney knows who she is, and she does what works for her, period.
Right.
Iggy's still confused
trying to find
about
herself.
That. Uh-huh. And that's why it's like a train wreck kind of watching that. It's uncomfortable for us, and it's got to be way uncomfortable for her. But you hit it on the head. Right. It's like, she knows who she is, and she's giving us what we want, and,
exactly.
and over and over and over again, just like J-Lo.
Yeah.
That's why Iggy, I'm a pray.
I feel sorry for her.
She'll find herself.
She'll figure it out.
I don't not dislike too late.
Because look at Pink. Pink was this artist at first. Mm-hmm. It took her two albums to be like, oh, you know what? I know who I am, and now I'm
but
like,
again,
rock
social
and roll.
Media was not blazing like it is now. Yep. It's blazing, and it'll burn you up.
Mm-hmm.
But Iggy's music's been a little bit inconsistent, because ever since she's gotten big, it's all been this pop whitewash type of music. But I loved the old Iggy. I loved Pussy. I loved what was that song? Murder
Art.
Business.
Ignorant Art.
I loved that type of Iggy. It felt authentic.
That was
this
that was
one.
Dope.
It feels
she was
like
still
she's
sleeping
forcing
on couches. Now she got a mansion in Bel Air and she don't know what to
all
do
all around the world.
I just feel like if she was a little bit more consistent as a new artist, people would understand her and be with her. But it's just like, you can't drop Fancy but arguing with like a Q-Tip on Twitter saying that you're a real hip-hop artist.
Mm-hmm.
You were a real hip-hop artist doing Murder Business. I believed you. But now I'm just like, it doesn't make any sense. You like Katy Perry rapping.
But you believe her, but we know that that's not who she genuinely was, because if that's who she was, she would have been able to keep that up.
I don't think so.
No,
I think it's
the label. Look at Nicki Minaj, because Nicki Minaj's mixtapes are far different than what she put out with Let's go to the beach, each. And everyone was like, what the fuck is this? And Nicki had to fight everybody and was like, I don't care what you think. Like, this is me. I'm going to put, y'all don't like it? I'm going to put a video.
But she had already established
but
who
the thing
she was
missing
before
here
that, though.
Is
true.
Nicki Minaj is actually talented. I don't think Iggy is. She doesn't have an inch of the talent that all these other people we just got from the talking about have.
Like, she can freestyle on you in the back alley real quick.
And we know that. Yeah. Iggy Azalea doesn't have talent.
T.I. save your girl because she's drowning. Right. And we want her to survive, but she's not.
There's no hate here.
She could go in the shadows for all I care.
You talk about John Legend yet? His performance
your
with Meghan
white
Trainor?
Newbie and queen.
Right. The one you love so hard and go so hard for. Oh, my God.
What did you think about that? John Legend, Meghan Trainor.
That was literally my favorite performance. Meghan Trainor and John Legend.
Meghan Trainor has been
beautiful. She redeemed herself because she was kind of like, what's happening? She looked kind of bad at the Billboard Awards. The red carpet was horrible.
Yeah. She's just boring to me. The songs are cute, but I have no interest in her. Like, I didn't even listen to the album, but I Shazammed that song, and I'm like, oh, what's this song? Because I didn't expect John Legend, but I don't know. I'm just not interested in her aesthetic and her, what she gives. It's just not.
That's because she's a normal chick that is actually talented.
But she also, we were talking about this earlier, she has a concept and she's sticking, she's a concept artist and she's sticking to it, and a lot of people aren't taken to it, but when that becomes her, that's going to be her thing, that's going to be her shtick, and no one out there is competing with it right now. It will keep her consistent because there will be a demographic always open to
them. Yeah, like Taylor Swift.
Because she's more the plus size girl, and what I love when she accepted her speech was it was so sweet that she was really genuinely surprised, like, oh my gosh, you guys love me enough to give me this award. And that was my favorite acceptance speech last night. She was Oprah ugly face crying, and I loved it.
Good for
her. And she took her dad again to the award. She took her dad instead of taking a date.
And she's from Boston.
And she did her thing, and her performance was beautiful. Good and I'm excited to see what's coming next, because there is no artist that's there for the plus size kind of thick girl.
That's all right. We on our way up.
I love her, and I love what she stands for, and she's doing good.
Yeah, but
me.
The difference between her and Adele is Megan owns it. She'd be like, "Yeah, bitch, and what?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Making my body." Yeah.
She got an attitude.
Well, she may not say
Adele
bitch,
can
but
sing. She's a singer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Kanye West. Oh God.
What y'all think?
I mean, you couldn't hear a fucking thing he was saying.
And you can't even see in the picture.
Exactly.
But I mean, it's Kanye West.
Yeah, it is what it is. I love him.
But I don't want to keep giving him that excuse
that
because
he's,
we
Kanye
it's just
West
like we condoning
Kanye
bullshit. Because at the end of the day, if it was anybody else that gave, if Beyonce gave that a performance, they would have ripped her.
Oh
shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, but
oh,
again,
yeah.
At Wango Tango, it was almost the same exact thing. You couldn't see him on stage, but he was the best part of the whole freaking concert because it was just the music that you could feel the energy, and even though it was dark and it was just this tiny little light on, when he went bing bing,
let me tell you what a pimp said a long time ago.
Oh shit,
this is how you get people to pay attention to you. You talk slow and low. Kanye makes you pay attention to him. Right, it's a strategy. Nothing. I don't think anything he does is by accident. There was a lot of smoke on stage for a reason, because you had to look for him.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I did think something was wrong with the audio, because I was like at home, like, wait, is my? I was turning the volume up, but they were censoring it because he was going, you know, in curse words. Yeah. But I feel like he strategically is doing all this for a reason, and he's doing what Kanye does.
Because look at Sia. You know, no one paid attention to fucking Sia at all. Before she was like, oh, y'all don't want to pay attention to me? Here's a bag on my head. Or I'm going to face the wall. And now everyone's like, see ya. No one was checking for her music. Ever. What'd you think of Tori Kelly? My
love
baby
her!
Mama.
Oh my God, I love her.
It was cute, but that was her moment. She could have did something. I like the piano. She stayed true to herself. But it was the outfit that I feel like if she would have had a big gown on, draped over that stage, standing there with her guitar, with her mic, it would have been more of a moment.
She could have dressed up a little bit.
She could have dressed up like you. Like, watching, I was like, am I at Starbucks or am I watching the Billboard Awards? Like, it was very coffee shop performance, but
no
I do
one.
Like
her. I was at home singing Dear No One. I was like, oh my God, Tori, sing Dear No One. But
like,
she did
she's
it.
She's cute, though.
She did it. I loved her. I've been listening to her for years.
Yep.
And my favorite song, if you guys have not heard it, oh my gosh, when she did Frank Ocean's Thinking About You. Yeah. She did it better than Frank. Yep. I love you, Frank. But she did it better than Frank. Mm-hmm. And it was, I downloaded that song off of YouTube, and I played that instead of Frank Ocean's version.
Oh,
love
shit.
Tori. I'm so happy that she's finally getting the spotlight that she deserves, because she's a beautiful songwriter, artist, performer, but she could have dressed up a little bit more. That's okay. The stylists are calling her. Trust me. The next
and
day,
it's hard to flop.
Especially after this, too.
Yes.
And it's hard to flop with Justin Bieber's manager. Like, it's going to be really hard
for
her.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for her.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up, Taylor Swift, 8 wins. Iggy Azalea, 4, including Best Rap Artist. Oh, J. Cole, though, however, did win Best Rap Album.
Good.
Well deserved.
And
well
no one
deserved.
Knew about that till today.
Okay.
Much good.
John Legend, 1 Top Streaming Song, Audio. Sam Smith, Top Male. Pharrell Williams, Best R&B Album, and Best R&B Song. For happy.
Happy
still.
Why is Everybody's that still nominated? That song seems so old.
Because of when it was released.
That was Happy.
Let me tell you what happened with that. It was when it was released, but it was released on the Despicable Me soundtrack. Then he released his album and it was released again.
Oh, so he gave him
he double whammy.
That's what he doing. Mm-hmm.
Smart. Well, so there you guys have it. We done ripped the Billboard apart. Ian, where can everyone follow you?
You could follow me at Ian Jarrell. On Instagram, Twitter, and also follow Girl That's My Song.
Boom. Naina?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Naina Drake. And then on Facebook, facebook.com/DJ Naina Drake.
And
make sure you guys click those links below.
Yeah.
Queen?
Instagram at Queen Wink. Twitter at Queen Live. And check out winklux.com.
Twitter and Instagram, Sean Allen Live.
Boom. And you guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys follow us at BHL Online and also on Instagram at The Beat TV. Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.